This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government is working with a vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He was addressing a post-budget webinar held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing exports and nuclear energy emissions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार रिफॉर्म्स फाइनेंशियल डिसिप्लिन ट्रांसपेरेंसी और इंक्लूसिव ग्रोथ को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है कंसिस्टेंसी और रिफॉर्म्स का एश्योरेंस एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी
The Prime Minister pointed out that the stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development. Highlighting various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing compliances. He added that the government is working on the Jan Vishwas 2.0 bill. He said important steps have been taken to promote manufacturing and exports in the budget. Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister thanked the Belgian Prince's initiative to lead a 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlock limitless opportunities for the countrymen of both the nations through new partnerships in trade, technology, defence, agriculture, life sciences, innovation, skilling and academic exchanges. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of the century. She said to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of educational institutions and students will have to move forward with a global mindset. In her concluding remarks at the two-day visitors' conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening, the president said young students would make a more effective identity for themselves in the 21st century world with the strengthening of internationalization efforts and collaborations. The president said that a nation becomes strong and developed only on the strength of characterful, sensible and capable youth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that security situations have become quite complex across the world due to the overlap between internal and external security. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has urged students to be focused on the work and remain committed to the goal. Addressing the 56th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said today the entire world of media is changing. He asked students to always keep the nation first. Mr. Vaishnav reiterated to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired the 9th meeting of the Mission Steering Group, MSG, of National Health Mission, NHM, in New Delhi today. Addressing the meeting, it was surprised that India has achieved the National Health Policy, NHP target of maternal mortality rate, MMR, 100 deaths per 1 lakh live births, and more than 1.76 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are operational in the country today. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 265 runs set by Australia, India were 47 for 2 in 9 overs in the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier opting to bat first, Australia were bowled out for 264 runs with 3 balls to spare due to disciplined bowling efforts by the men in blue. Skipper Stephen Smith was the top scorer of Australia, contributing 73 runs off 96 balls, followed by Alex Carey with 61 runs off 57 balls and Travis Head with 39 off 33 balls, who also played crucial knocks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.